Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, February 28th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with college basketball. The Green Bay Phoenix men's and women's teams both on top of the Horizon League. The men clinched the outright conference title with a 71-63 come-from-behind victory over Oakland University. Down 15 early in the second half, Green Bay finishes the game on a 40-17 tear. Alec Brown with 18 points, Kiefer Sykes, Jordan Faust each with 16 as Green Bay improves to 23-5, 13-2 in the Horizon League with one more game to play at Detroit on Saturday afternoon. Green Bay will host the Horizon League men's tournament next week as the number one seed. The women may be able to do the same at the Crest Event Center. Starting the night in a three-way tie for first, Green Bay has it all to themselves after a 79-72 overtime victory at Wright State, one of the co-leaders. Marin Crocker with 19 points. Tisha Buck added 16. Green Bay now 17-8. 10-3 in the conference. A one-game lead over both Wright State and Youngstown State. Upset by UIC. Green Bay will be at Valparaiso on Saturday night. They have the one-game lead with three to go in the regular season. Back to men's college basketball. Marquette, an impressive win over Georgetown at the Bradley Center, 75-72. Devontae Gardner with 26. Jake Thomas, a career high, 22. As the Golden Eagles improved to 17-11, 9-6 in the Big East. Number 7, Louisville, a winner over Temple, 88-66. But the rest of the five teams in the top 25 in action all lost. Biggest upset, number 10, St. Louis, had their 19-game winning streak snapped by Duquesne, 71-64. Duquesne, a win on the road against a top 10 team for the first time since 1962. Guard Jerry Jones says it has been a long year, but this was a sweet win.
Yes, it has been. Yes, and it means a lot, too. Coming off a couple tough losses to Dayton and the game before that, this means a lot to our program moving into the playoffs.
Arkansas made it a sweep of number 17, Kentucky, winning in Lexington, 71-67. Indiana held off number 20, Iowa, at Assembly Hall, 93-86. Houston upset number 21, Memphis, 77-68. And it was Penn State over number 22, Ohio State, 65-63. Nittany Lions won both meetings against the Buckeyes this year. The Midwest Conference Tournament tips off Friday at Schulte Sports Center on the campus of St. Norbert College. The Green Knight men and women both hosting the semifinals and finals. They'll each take on Carroll College in semifinal play Friday night. Tournament begins with Grinnell and Ripon meeting on the men's side. Cornell Monmouth in a women's semifinal. Championship games Saturday afternoon at 3 for the men, 6 p.m. for the women. Winners of the tournament get automatic bids to the NCAA Division III National Tournament. St. Norbert going in at 22-1, winners of 20 straight, and ranked number 5 in the country. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers, the top and the bottom of the NBA's Eastern Conference. And at home, Pacers jump out to a 30-15 lead in the first quarter, but the Bucks battled back, made a game of it. They lose 101-96. Head coach Larry Drew said it just slipped away late.
Well, they really came down, I think, in the fourth quarter. We didn't come up with some 50-50 balls. We gave up a couple offensive rebounds, had a couple of turnovers, and I think that enabled us to we kept it within striking distance, but we just couldn't get over the hump.
Brandon Knight at 23 for the Bucks. Chris Middleton, 22. Roy Hibbert led the Pacers with 24 points. Milwaukee now 11-46 on the season. They'll be back home hosting Brooklyn on Saturday night. Bucks also asking for waivers on veteran Caron Butler, the Racine native. Had injuries limit him to 34 games this year for the Bucks, averaged 11 points a night. As for the Nets, they bounced back from a 40-point loss in Portland by beating Denver 112-89. Washington Wizards over the Toronto Raptors 134-129. John Wall with 31 in a triple overtime victory. Trevor Ariza of the Wizards says that was a long night.
I think tonight we just kept fighting. We didn't give in to fatigue. We didn't give in to anything. We just kept playing through everything, and fortunately we got the win.
Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 108-82. LeBron James scoring 31 points, donning a black mask over his face to protect a broken nose, as if James isn't menacing enough.
They went with the uniform. You know, I knew he was wearing our throwback uniforms, and I was able to get a carbon fiber one, which is actually lighter than the one that I been wearing in practice, and it came through in the last minute, so I went with it.
This certainly looked good, almost out of Marvel Comics. All right, to the National Hockey League, New Jersey, a winner over Columbus 5-2. The New York Islanders beat Toronto 5-4 in overtime. New York Rangers get a third-period goal from Rick Nash to beat the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks 2-1.
Win's a win. It's 2 points at the end of the day. The guys had a great game. I don't think anyone expected it to be that tight, but it's a huge win, huge 2 points.
Montreal in a shootout beat Pittsburgh 6-5, Detroit 6, Ottawa 1. Washington gets by Florida 5-4. Nashville defeated Tampa Bay 3-2. Winnipeg in a shootout beats Phoenix 3-2. San Jose erupts for 5 goals in the second period to rip Philadelphia 7-3. Joe Pavelski leads the way with a hat trick for the Sharks in the victory as the offense got hot.
It's nice to score early in that second. It gives you that little boost for whatever reason. It makes you feel good about your game and stuff. So that was nice to kind of contribute early there. And, you know, it was just a lot of guys looked like they were pretty fresh out there.
Dallas, a 4-1 winner over Carolina. The LA Kings get 25 saves from Jonathan Quick to shut out Calgary 2-0. Minnesota blanks Edmonton by a score of 3-0. Former Green Bay Packers safety Darren Sharper is pleading not guilty to charges of sexual assault in Los Angeles. If convicted on those counts in California, he could face up to 30 years in prison. And on Thursday, an arrest warrant for Sharper and an accomplice was issued in New Orleans, Louisiana, alleging 2 counts of aggravated rape. And if convicted on those Louisiana charges, Sharper could spend life behind bars. There are also investigations underway in Florida, Nevada, and Arizona involving the Packer safety from 1997 to 2004, who also played with Minnesota and the New Orleans Saints. Milwaukee Brewers opened up Cactus play on Thursday against the Oakland A's, and after serving a 65-game suspension for violating Major League's drug policy, Ryan Braun returned to the lineup in right field, and on the first at-bat, the second pitch he saw from Tommy Malone, he knocked it out of there for a 2-run home run. That had to feel good.
You know, I try not to get caught up in the emotional aspect of any of that stuff. I try to focus on the task at hand. I think if I focus on the bigger picture, introspective or emotional about the situation, I get myself in trouble and I take away from what I'm ultimately trying to accomplish, which is preparing myself for the season. Certainly it's a little different than it's been before. But aside from that, I really just tried to, not have peripheral vision. My goal is to focus on preparing myself for the season.
Brewers hammered the A's 11-3-1. Francisco hitting a pair of home runs as well. They'll take on San Francisco on Friday. PGA Tour stop? Well, it heads to Florida. Honda Classic with Rory McIlroy taking the first round lead. A bogey-free 7-under par 63 on top of Russell Hensley by a stroke. Phil Mickelson an even par 70. Tiger Woods opens with a 1-over par 71. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.